Welcome to the Battle of the Brothers, Utah Utes and BYU football podcast, where two brothers, one a true blue BYU Cougars fan, the other a diehard Utah Utes fan, battle it out about BYU Cougars and Utah Utes football. I'm your host, C Double. So let me introduce you to our battling brothers. Our BYU fanboy is TC. What's up, TC?
Yo, yo, what's up? Number 20 and rising, baby.
And our Utes diehard is K-Ray. What's cracking, K-Ray?
Yo, yo, game for any fuss. Game for any fuss. Go Utes. Go Utes.
Give us the meaning of that game for any fuss real quick, because we were both wondering that after last week's podcast.
It's in our fight song. It's one of the lines in our fight song. It's Utes, we're game for any fuss. Nobody else dares meet us in the muss, man. We're game for any fuss.
Right? Now is that after you guys changed it from I'm a Utah man to a Utah woman, or what's
yeah, what is a muss? Break that down for us. What is a muss?
You're getting a muss, you know, it's like a big fuss, a big muss.
You guys making up words up there on the hill. Okay. All right. So we got Utes fussing and mussing. All right. Well, we got that cleared up. That's good to know. All right. So definitely a slow week compared to the previous week's mayhem. The Cougs walloped the Cowboys of McNeese State. Utah wallowed in their filthy performance against Washington on their bye week. So, TC, give us your thoughts on the McNeese State win.
Well, we covered the spread, which I think was about 25 points, so that's a positive note. Our running game looked decent, although a little concerning. Squally appeared to have went down with an ankle injury. Haven't really seen much news come out, but man, without him against Washington, I think people are a little wary. But bright spot was Katoa stepped in and rushed for 64 yards on 10 carries with two touchdowns. Albeit it was against McNeese State, but showed some signs of light. He might be called on to carry a pretty heavy workload on Saturday if Squally's not ready to go. But either way, next man up, time to step up. Now, I think a lot of people were somewhat disappointed off the passing game. So if you recall, Tanner had 89 whopping yards against Wisconsin, and a lot of people thought, well, surely that'll go up dramatically against McNeese State. He had 118 yards against McNeese State. It appears as if the coaches are recognizing the lack in passing game, and there was a shakeup at the starting positions for wide receiver. So listed as starters for this next game are Talon Shumway. He had the touchdown versus McNeese State, and Gunnar Romney, the true freshman out of Arizona. But before he was at Arizona, Franklin High School in El Paso, Texas, my alma mater. So
there you go.
So highly touted recruit. It appears as if these guys are going to get a chance to show what they're made of against the number 11 team in the country on Saturday. So we'll see what happens. So overall, I think a solid game. We got to see Wilson play for the first time, and he only threw two passes, one for two. I don't think enough sample size to really kind of make any solid commentary on, but it was good to see other guys like Riley Burt get some action. Although, his performance was a little underwhelming itself, but still, nevertheless, a lot of players were getting kind of their first real looks at the playing field this year. So it was good to see that.
All right, K-Ray, any thoughts on the BYU spanking?
Oh man. Well, I turned on, tuned into the old BYU TV to watch the game, and I saw a commercial for Studio C and immediately turned it off.
There were a bunch of Mormon, BYU-centric commercials. I didn't notice that.
So, you know what? Obviously, they won the game like they should have won the game, and that's why you schedule a team like McNeese State after Wisconsin, because Wisconsin was supposed to beat you, and so you're supposed to come back and beat McNeese State and feel good about yourselves again. But BYU should still be riding a great high after the Wisconsin win, which they are, rightfully so.
Yeah, I think the BYU McNeese State win was identical to the Utah Weber State win. I was actually surprised at how slow BYU started, letting McNeese State score first, and it was kind of the same as Weber State. But yeah, once they got going, they pretty much killed them. So, yep, I think that was kind of what we expected, which was good. A little, still a little uncomfortable, I'm sure, for BYU fans and Tanner Mangum's performance on the passing end of his game. So, yeah, a little scary there. But, yep, it was did its job. It was a filler game to, just like you said, boost their ego, boost their confidence a bit going into a tougher game this week. So, now, any thoughts on the U and their bye week, K-Rate? Do you have anything for us?
Well, hopefully they spent the last 2 weeks running different offensive sets, different plays, getting ready for Washington State with some different offensive wrinkles, because, right, it's been very predictable and very, unfortunately, ineffective. Ineffectual, even the first 3 weeks of the season.
Ineffectual—that's another one of those Utah words.
It's right next to "muss" in the dictionary.
does ineffectual, does that word not work in the testing center at BYU?
That would be ineffective to use the word ineffectual in the testing center.
Okay, you'll have to look that one up then. You'll have to look that one up. Look, USC beat Washington State last week by blocking a field goal at the end of the game. Washington State could have done us as Pac-12 South dwellers a huge favor by beating USC last week. That didn't happen. It's going to be interesting. Washington State, their quarterback, Gardner Minshew, is just, I mean, he's a gunner, as you expect out of a Mike Leach offense. They really use their passing game as the running game. A lot of short passes to set up runs. I mean, their top runner, a guy named James Williams, he has just about as many receiving yards as he does running yards, which tells you they really don't run too much. They run enough to keep defenses honest, but they really like to pass, obviously, as we know about Mike Leach. They haven't seen a defense as stout as ours, but our offense has yet to prove that we can score points. So certainly looking forward to the game. I think that it could come down to the wire. And I think I'm glad it's a 6 o'clock start instead of a 10:45 start or a 10:30 start, at least Eastern. I'm talking Eastern here, 4 o'clock in Utah, obviously. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play football again.
I thought it was a 3 p.m. start. Is that? Oh, I'm looking at Pacific time. I'm out of town. That's right. Okay. 4 p.m. Mountain time. Yeah. You're right. Okay. All right. So since we don't have a second game to talk about this week, what we do have to talk about is a little bit of controversy surrounding the U handshape symbol that Utes fans love to use. And the University of Miami, the Hurricanes, also used a similar symbol. And I believe they still do. So TC, give us the breakdown of what's going on here with the Utes and the University of Miami.
Okay, so yeah, this is something that's just it looks a little ridiculous with all the Utah fans holding up the U sign. It's obviously a cheap knockoff of the Hurricanes. I mean, the University of Miami was doing this 10 years before I think the Utah gymnastics team started doing it. And then, and I'm not even joking. That's actually how I believe the tradition started per the University of Utah athletic page. So I happened to be down in Miami earlier this week. And, I thought, you know, I was like 10 minutes from the University of Miami campus. So I thought, you know, I'm going to swing by and I'm going to actually talk to some students and get their thoughts. And so here are the interviews that I conducted. Are you ready?
Let's have them. What do you got for us?
All right, here we go.
This is TC down at Coral Gables, University of Miami, talking to some students here. So, quick question for you guys. You guys are football fans, follow it roughly. Okay. Are you guys aware that there is another university out there that calls themselves the U?
Another university?
Doesn't Ole Miss call them that themselves sometimes?
It could be Ole Miss, but that's not who I'm talking about. Any guess?
No.
Any guess? Okay. It's the University of Utah. Okay. Okay. What was your response?
Absurd.
Absurd. Okay. They also do a hand symbol that's very similar to throwing up the U, but they go like this.
Wait, they do this?
They do that. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
I've seen people here do this. Is the thing. Like,
right.
Some people here don't know what the U is, and they do that thing.
Okay. All right. So, what was your initial take?
It sounds like when somebody copies off your homework, but they say, like, don't make it look the same. That's basically what
okay.
University of Utah.
All right. So University of Utah is copying Miami's homework, but trying not to make it look the same. All right. So
they don't have a lot of material. They have the University of
Utah. U of U. Yeah. Right.
I mean, it sucks. They're not working.
We were first.
Okay. Got it. All right.
We'll say we were.
It's all about the U regardless. All
right. You guys have a big game coming up, North Carolina. What's the?
I think it's a wash for that one. This is going to be a win.
Okay. All right. What's your marquee matchup? Like your main rival?
I think Duke for the season.
Duke,
big one.
They're 4-0 ranked. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So, have you guys heard of BYU?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You heard of BYU? That's where I go. My brother went to the University of Utah. Yeah. So our podcast is Battle of the Brothers. So we get on there and we talk about rivalry, etc. Smack talk. So anyway, TC, what's your name?
Chris.
And Meredith.
Eric. All right. Hey, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, down here at Coral Gables, mecca of college football. Here with
George.
Jenna.
Good to meet you guys. All right. Have you guys heard of University of Utah and BYU?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one would you say is kind of the more nationally recognized program?
Probably Utah. I mean,
okay.
College basketball wise, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So George says Utah. Now, that's a blow. That's a blow to the ego here, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm a BYU fan. Are you aware that the University of Utah calls themselves the U? And
no.
You're not aware of that?
That's bullshit.
Okay. All right. So what was the, what's the initial reaction, Jared? She doesn't care. George, not too keen.
That's aggravating, yeah. No.
Okay, and they actually have a hand symbol that they call throwing up the U. It's similar. They don't go like this, they go like that.
Yeah. That's more like a loser, right?
Okay, so double loser.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way we refer to them as well. But so anyway, just going around getting some feedback. Me and my brother do a podcast. We go back and forth. He went to University of Utah. I went to BYU.
Okay.
I'm down here for work, so I was like, I'm going to swing by the campus and see what Miami students think of the U.
Yeah.
They kind of feel like they have the rightful. They're the true U. Any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, we are the true U. Come on, man.
All right. North Carolina coming up.
Yeah.
It's Thursday night the game.
Oh yeah.
No. Okay. All right. Any predictions for the season, Jenna?
Jenna, give us something good right now.
Give us some thoughts.
I mean, I guess I don't think they'll win.
Okay. All right. Jalen thinks they'll win. Has Miami lost yet this year?
Yeah, we did.
Virginia Tech? Okay. All right.
I don't have very high expectations for the season, to be truthfully honest with you. I think they're overrated.
A little overrated, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Virginia Tech loss to Old Dominion didn't look too good.
No.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, so there you have it. Those were a couple interviews I did. I actually interviewed a couple more students. My phone was having some issues. I wish I would have gotten the one interview I did at the very beginning. It was two guys and two girls, and the reaction was the same. They had never heard that University of Utah calls themselves the U. They thought it was absurd, but the two females in the group actually defended Utah quite adamantly. One of their best friends was on the Utah tennis team, the women's tennis team, and the other one had a neighbor who went to the University of Utah. So they were kind of like, yeah, we like the Utes. And so I wish I had gotten on that on there to have a little bit more balanced interview sessions. But by and large, all the reactions were the same. Very surprised. Confident that they were first in using the U, any copy thereafter was a kind of a cheap knockoff.
You're copying homework, hey, Ray, what's the deal here?
Give us the breakdown.
Let's break this down. Let me get this straight, right? TC has a free night in Miami, South Beach, right? And he uses it to go to the University of Miami library to interview the people studying at 11 o'clock at the library. And we're supposed to assume they know about college football and the University of Utah. I don't know, man. Look, let me say this, okay? Let me say this, all right? Whatever homeless bums you found hanging out outside the student union, it does not compare to the fact that BYU stole Yale's Y, all right? I mean,
why?
Well, see, I know that hiking...
Sorry, go for it.
I know that hiking Y Mountain is fun with your home evening brothers and sisters, allegedly. But as it turns out, you're actually hiking Yale Mountain. Yale Mountain in Provo, Utah.
Well, here's the difference. I actually agree. Just the Y. Outside of Utah, everybody does assume it is Yale. I wish BYU would change that to, I mean, it's just two more letters. Come on, guys.
Change it.
But I do not think it is on the same level. Clearly, that is more coincidental, whereas the University of Utah clearly mimicked and copied and is trying to lift traditions from other schools.
So here's my question. Do the Miami Hurricanes still use the U? I mean, are they throwing that up down there?
Oh yeah.
I mean, clearly it was popular in the 90s, but I have not seen them do it. I mean,
the sign is completely different. They use all 10. They use all 10 fingers. They use the 8 fingers to make the U. We just make the small block letter U. It's totally different.
I promise, it's totally different. We kind of changed it a little.
Actually, Utah State that uses the University of Miami symbol now, because that's what Utah State does. They use the full hand U thing.
Oh, well, that's even worse. Next time Utah comes to town to Provo, I would like the entire BYU student section to do the Florida State Seminole chop.
Yeah, why don't you guys do that most?
I don't know. We're not that smart.
Are you kidding me? They're too busy hiking Yale Mountain in Provo, Utah to do that.
I don't know. You know what?
You know what? Having grown up in Utah County, whenever I go home, I love driving into the valley and seeing Yale Mountain right there above BYU's campus. It's such a great sight every time.
It's such a weak defense. I mean, come on.
Oh, brother. You're actually kind of, you know, had some affiliations with the University of Utah. What are the odds of that? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. I wish I had gotten that recorded, like I said. But yeah, these girls were like, they're defensive. I like the University of Utah. So all the way down in Coral Gables, Florida, you know, find some Ute fans, which I didn't think existed outside of Salt Lake County.
it's our women's sports. I'm telling you right now. I mean,
that's right. Kind of the university. That's right.
It's our skiing. It's our gymnastics. It's our softball. It's our soccer. I told you we're going to talk about soccer on this podcast. I'll still get to that too. By the way,
it's your power dodgeball users. Great team there. All right, so moving right along. Let's move on to this week's games real quick. You kind of gave us your thoughts about Washington State. TC, do you have any thoughts on the Utes versus the other Cougars this weekend?
Well, you know, I think we said it was 6 p.m. Eastern, Pac-12 Network. It's more or less the two JV teams from each state facing off.
Oh my goodness!
You know, they're not ranked. You know, it's kind of the appetizer before the big boys rumble. Number 20 versus number 11. So I think it's kind of cute the JVs playing before the varsity. But no, look, I think it'll be a really close game. I think Vegas has Washington State, you know, favored by a point. I mean, it could go either way. I think whoever the home team is in a matchup of this close to teams probably wins. So I give the slight edge to Washington State, but I think this is a game that'll come down to the last possession. You know, Utah's defense has a tendency to come up with big turnovers when they need to. So that wouldn't shock me if Utah came away with the win. I think this game could really go either way. It'll be interesting, I think, to see how Utah does against a team that is pass heavy, so pass first. I still think both Utah and BYU's strengths on defense is stopping the run. So that'll be an interesting dynamic for both teams, I think, coming up.
Okay. Now, since we're on the topic of this week's games, give us your thoughts on the upcoming battle versus the Dogs.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of bad blood between the two universities. You know, we won the 1984 national championship, and Washington, for some unknown reason, thinks that they deserve, like, some piece of that title. They were offered to play in the Holiday Bowl versus BYU, who had been ranked for, like, three straight weeks, and for whatever reason they thought, hey, if we win, then the voters will change their mind somehow. So BYU, that irks us a little bit that they think they have some kind of claim. And if you remember, the last time we went to Seattle for this game, they tied it up with a Jake Locker, I think, touchdown run at the very end. And that's when he threw the ball up in the air and he got penalized 15 yards, and that moved him back. And we were able to block the point after try. I think fans up there probably still remember that. It was a pretty controversial ending. So I think they're going to be ready for us. I will say, I don't think BYU matches up as well versus the Huskies as they did versus the Badgers. I think they have a lot of speed that they can utilize on the outside, whereas Wisconsin was kind of just, hey, let's use our big men up on the offensive line, get a big push, and have Jonathan Taylor move through. Again, I think that played to our strengths. Washington is also much more multidimensional. They have a good passing game and a good running game. And also, Browning does pretty good when he's not pressured. He tends to make a lot of mistakes when he is pressured, and that is another weakness of ours. We can't get to the quarterback. So, man, I would love to sit here and tell you I'm predicting another close game and BYU is going to hang in there and maybe pull an.
Okay. So we have a actual prediction of BYU losing this week. So K-Ray, give us your thoughts. Can BYU beat the other Washington team?
They can. They can beat them if they're able to get a couple of interceptions off of Jake Browning. I'm not sure that their secondary can do that. I'm not sure their defensive line can get the pressure on Browning. I think Washington wins. I think it's a 17.5 point spread, which seems a little rich to me, frankly, because Washington solid in all areas, but they're not a great scoring team. I think Washington clearly wins this game, but I think I think at halftime it's gonna, some people are gonna say, wow, this game's a little bit closer than I thought it would be.
All right, so we got TC's thoughts there. Let's move on to K-Ray. What do you say about the upcoming game against the Washington State Cougars?
Yeah, I think it's a win. I think we get back on track. At the beginning of the season, I predicted that Washington would beat Washington and lose to Washington State, but hopefully I got my Apple schools mixed up. We've already lost to Washington, so now we got to beat Washington State. I'm predicting a close game, but a win.
Okay, so we got a win on record by K-Ray. So let's see if that holds true. All right, anything else before we wrap up this week's podcast?
Let's go Cougars in the JV and the varsity game.
There we go. K-Ray, any final words?
I think they say hail to Yale, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. So
there we go. This one should be an interesting this week should be an interesting one. So I will say I think the Utes pull off the win. I do agree it's going to come down to the wire, but I think the Utes, they're week off, they will have made some adjustments. I think they'll come out with a dub. So should be good. I definitely think the dub is also going to win against the Cougars, the BYU Cougars. So definitely think they are going down, especially after they embarrassed my ASU Sun Devils last week. Washington looks tough. So should be a fun one. We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Peace.
All right. See ya.